Hi there, everybody. Today we are going to learn a little bit about who the Holy Spirit is. Between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit might be the least well-known of the three. But hopefully today's message will give you a little bit of an insight and encouragement there as to how important the Holy Spirit is in your life. A few years ago, there was a lot of rain that came to Texas. Not snow that time, but rain. And the Blanco River in Blanco, Texas, near Blanco State Park, rose something like 28 feet in just 90 minutes. The park rangers noticed that the river was rising really fast, and so the 70 campers who otherwise had been enjoying a rainy but peaceful weekend were told, "You need to get out." And so they rushed to gather the things and get out. But the rain was coming so fast and the water was rising that the floodwaters had already blocked off all of the exits to the park. So the park ranger instead brought all of the campers up to the supervisor's house on high ground. And there they stayed, and they were safe when just hours later, a wall of water rushed down the Blanco River and wiped out everything in its path. You might think about that story from a few years ago and picture two different campers. Camper number one is scrambling around, full of fear, trying to get out and not being able to, kind of running everywhere and nowhere all at the same time, enjoying nothing. Camper number two is tired and out of breath and drenched, but safe in the supervisor's house on high ground so that when the floodwaters come, they won't touch him. There's a part of you that loves to sin, and every sin we commit is like being a slave to fear, like camper number one. Satan would love to keep us right there, to have us frozen in place, frozen by our fears, reminding us of our sins. You're yesterday's trash because what you've done that would offend God. You have nowhere to go because all the exits are blocked. Look at you, now you're doomed. Here comes the wall of water down the river. That's what Satan would love. But the Holy Spirit reminds us of something different and bolsters us and builds us up with the high ground that we are on in Christ. Listen to these verses that describe the Holy Spirit's work from Romans chapter 8. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. It's a tender word that means daddy. We can say that to God because of the Holy Spirit. Verse 16 continues, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Simply put, the Holy Spirit will not let Satan win. The Holy Spirit will not let Satan cause us to become nothing but a slave to fear, replaying all of the details about why we're sinful and why we're in trouble with God. Instead, the Holy Spirit helps us to know the truth, to replay all the details about why we are a son of God, a child of his, and even an heir, someone who is guaranteed the victory, the inheritance. How about spending some time today replaying all those details? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and he'd be glad to do that. What an opportunity we have to continue to hold fast in our status that we have before God because of Christ's forgiveness, life, death, and resurrection. That it's not just that we have to scramble to get to high ground someday. It's that we are already there and can enjoy the inner calm of that high ground. God bless you as the Holy Spirit reminds you all the time as you study the Word of who Jesus is and what he has done for you.